Is Emmanuel Clase's trade the best trade the Guardians have ever made? Is it one of the greatest? Is it the greatest trade in Cleveland history? J.R. Smith is up there. And really, that wasn't even, that was for, he was a throw-in. Why is the name escaping me? I can see him right now.
Shump.
Yeah, Amon Shumpert.
Yeah.
They wanted Amon Shumpert, and J.R. was a throw-in because they were sick of him. He was not a very good driver. So, could kind of see where the Knicks were coming from. Jerry Ferrara, he's listening. I'm sure he would agree. Anyway, it'd have to be, I thought the Lane Thomas one would be up there now, but I'm just oozing with love over Lane Thomas. Emmanuel Clase, I thought it would be, I wrote down Kenny Lofton.
Well, you said all the sports. I still think the Baron Davis trade, I mean, do you remember?
Which gets you Kyrie,
which gets you
right?
Kyrie, which LeBron comes home because you have Kyrie.
Well, I'm thinking more one-on-one trades, like that type of thing.
I tweeted it out on Saturday, and just so many more likes than I've ever gotten on anything. Lots of engagement, though, and everyone's saying Kenny Lofton or Eddie Tavancy for Kenny Lofton.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge one.
My whole life, that one has
Caps,
been brought up.
The Shump and JR trade came up as well. Somebody actually put a timeline, though. If you go Tavancy for Lofton, Lofton brought in David Justice. David Justice was traded away for Jake Westbrook. Jake Westbrook was traded away for Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
And Corey Kluber was traded away for Emmanuel Clase.
So it all comes back.
It goes full circle. That was some wild transit of property.
7 degrees.
That was not me drunk in a bar on Saturday evening.
I'd also
say
you,
that was James on my Twitter.
No, that's
a great
one.
Job.
That is a great one. I would also add Joe Carter. The Joe Carter trade got you Sandy Alomar Jr. and Carlos Baerga. And I mean those.
But then Joe Carter did win two World Series.
Yeah, but we were in such the dumps.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that that's, no one cared. When I look at a lot of these, there was Bartolo Colon was a great trade, and that brought in
Grady Sizemore, Brandon Phillips, Cliff Lee.
And Cliff Lee and you know, Grady, what could have been. Cliff Lee won a Cy Young here. Brandon Phillips was great, just not in Cleveland when he went on to Cincinnati.
But we'll still just make laser eye memes of Andrew Berry.
But today in 2024, and after watching a guy, you know, he gave away the game in game two. You know, Carpenter got lucky, I guess, and turned on one. And maybe it was the guy catching him, not calling the right pitches or whatever. But to come back and get, he got 5 outs in game 4 and 6 outs in game 5 as a closer. Mm-hmm. Stepping up when you need him to step up.
The 6 out closing on Saturday. We have not made a big enough deal about that today. Because especially in the ninth inning, it felt like just I was like, man, you know, it's never over till it's over. But I think I was kind of talking myself into it. I think Owen was right. Like when he was talking about the ninth inning kind of being, or you said from the grand slam on,
there wasn't. I could get being at home and being tense and having, you know, announcers maybe talking to you and some stats about. Or never quit team and all that. Not out in 74. In 174, we were having a party.
I was driving.
There was still moments where, you know, of course, there was a point when I didn't know, once again, didn't know who was up in the bullpen, and they brought Gattis in. I thought, no, this is Eli's spot, and they actually flip-flopped him, and Eli Morgan came in and really showed up for him in that point in the game.
But see, this is very critical, and we haven't talked a lot of strategy for the series. I think a lot of people were wondering what they would do with their playoff roster and whether or not, you know, rotationally, what they would do tonight. And we found out, obviously, the Cobb was going tonight. I saw some people think that maybe Lively should have been on the roster. Either way, how they handle Class A is going to be huge in this series. And unfortunately, the way it is structured, you have the one day off before going Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So this weapon of having Class A go two innings is almost out the window. Depending on how, you know, the different games fall. Because if you need him, how many times do you think he can go this series? And how many times can you expect him to go more than 3 outs?
Well,
because last series, I thought that was going to be huge. He gives up the home run, obviously.
But you also, you know, they pull Boyd after 2 innings as well. And that, Kate Smith's in the third. Nobody expected that.
Let me tell you this. And the Derry brothers had a great point about this in their post-game podcast on the Guardians cast, which you can hear on the free Odyssey app. And you can get a link to it right here at 92.3thefan.com. The Derry brothers, both obviously wonderful. And I think, do we have one of them tomorrow?
Matt at 7:20.
Matt coming on at 7:20 tomorrow.
Who cried? He said he cried. Tears of joy. They did add that he almost cries every time they win a playoff series. So he's consistent.
I'm an emotional guy too, so I can understand that. Let me tell you this though. They specified, because at first I was making a big deal about Tim Herron. I think Tim Herron is exhausted right now and is just he's on fumes. He's flicking the tank and trying to roll to the left and right to see if there's any gas left in there, because I think Tim Herron is cooked. I didn't realize that Cade Smith went from 98 to like 92 by the time it was over.
At pitch 30,
something that they noticed. Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh. So it seemed to
start. And that was a five-game series, guys.
Like, that seemed to start working against them. So it's like, tonight, you need Alex Cobb. Can I get three out of you and then see where we can go from there? Now, I don't know what the situation is with Andrew Walters, because he's so young.
How much trust is there?
Well, I got to see the roster and how they figure this all out. Like, that's part of it as well, because we got to figure out what to do with Bo Naylor catching, Austin Hedges catching, because right now, I mean, still it is what it is. Both guys are basically an out, but you're going to take one guy for his defense and being able to call pitches, and that's Austin Hedges. Plus his leadership, for crying out loud. If I'm going to have an out, I'm at least going to get good defense out of it. So, and hopefully Rocchio can keep up what he's been doing and be able to do it, and be able to continue this in this series. Which, by the way, I think I've seen one at bat, and it happened this last game on Saturday, that I think I don't remember the last time Andrés Giménez had a command like that at the plate all year until he was up there in this game five. That was like the last time when he got the double. That's like the last time I think I've seen. That's the first time in months that I've seen him have any like assertiveness, confidence in himself at all. The first time in
months. I agree. He is making me, along with what Rocchio was able to do. Obviously, Kwan is red hot. So you have a lot of things coming into place here at the end of that series that make you feel like not only do you have a chance, that why the hell can't we win this series?
Well, it's because, and especially because like you started off that bunt that ended up being like a high pop to third base that was nearly caught. Yeah, he's just been, I think he's been just nervous to make the mistakes at the plate all year. And so to see him have any sort of confidence in himself whatsoever, it was a huge bust or a huge boom for this team. Let me get to Frank in Cleveland real quick. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, man, Clase ain't going to see the mound, man. I hate to say it, it's the first time ever I'm going to beef with y'all, but I'm a Yankees fan, man. He ain't going to see
all right,
the mound.
See ya. Well, goodbye. That's not very...
Last week's hit music. It is
a boy, that took us certainly by surprise. What is that?
It's Mitch and his friends calling
Mitch,
into the show.
What are you doing, letting Yankees fans in?
Frank on the
don't you sit there and say hey.
The fan
to us.
On the fan play.
Well, that's the end
on
of Mitch. We'll just go ahead and
see you, Mitch. And his mic has been disconnected.
Mitch, please, is gonna be silent.
Well, just turn Owen into Shawn Michaels, and Lyman can be Triple H, and you can be Stan, and you can just go sweet chin music and everybody over there.
Did he screen any calls from actually Guardian fans?
He didn't screen anything.
Love to have a Guardians fan.
What do you do here?
That would be nice.
Except for make my life miserable. What do you do?
He doesn't have a mic to tell
you. I shouldn't say anything. Gary's listening. I like Gary.
Oh, Big Gary's going to
come.
Oh,
Gary's listening.
He just passed a note. Hey, guys, I booked John Sterling and Michael Kay.
Great.
The only Yankee I'll let you bring on is Thurman Munson. I'd like to see how you do that, but if you can get him, please.
Local guy?
That's like the one Yankee that's cool. It's like, hey. Anyone had traded here, by the way. So, Thurman Munson gets a pass. The rest, you know, to hell with it.